From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, April 30th. The Safe Space Winter Shelter in Chico has released statistics about its services over the last 4 months. Shelter staff served a total of 188 people, around two-thirds of which were over the age of 35. About 70% of those who visited Safe Space since December were white. Around a third of visitors also reported having a chronic health condition, mental health, or substance use disorder. Safe Space Winter Shelter is a low-barrier program that provides housing and meals during the hottest and coldest months of the year. And a group of Chico State students have released new data on a dangerous invasive weed in Bidwell Park. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
Yellow star thistle is a problem in Upper Bidwell Park. There's a lot of it, and it can increase the risk and intensity of wildfires. That's why a group of students majoring in earth and environmental sciences have been studying it. This week, they addressed Chico's Bidwell Park and Playgrounds Commission, saying there's a good way to help control star thistle, and that's prescribed burns. Their research showed that less star thistle grew back in places where the city conducted prescribed burns. That's compared to unburned areas and areas that experienced the park fire. The student's professor, Kristen Kosinski, said it's possible that the park fire did wipe out some of the plant, but she said burn scar areas could see a resurgence.
So I would say if you had consecutive burns, then it would reduce the seed bank. But having just one large wildfire kind of gives it a big boost. So we may see more star thistle up there this summer.
The students urged the city to continue prescribed burns and to start them in early spring before the invasive plant has a chance to spread. They warned that delaying could lead to reinfestation and a higher fire risk. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, Chico City officials are set to meet with community advocates and members of the public today to discuss how to best handle the homelessness crisis. The city created an ad hoc committee on homelessness early last month, with the goal of finding alternative ways to help Chico's unhoused populations outside of punitive measures like enforcing anti-camping laws. Chico Mayor Casey Reynolds and council members Mike O'Brien and Bryce Goldstein are members of the committee. Today's meeting will discuss existing services being offered to Chico's unhoused residents. Moving forward, the committee will meet every other Wednesday at 3 p.m. Also, President Donald Trump declared over the weekend that he's bringing Columbus Day back from the ashes. But as NSPR's Ken Duvall reports, it never went away.
Trump said in a social media post that he would not acknowledge President Joe Biden's 2021 declaration celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day alongside Columbus Day. Instead, Trump framed it as a political issue, saying Democrats did everything possible to destroy Christopher Columbus's reputation. According to reporting by the Associated Press, Columbus Day is still a national holiday. Indigenous Peoples Day is not. So Trump's announcement doesn't change anything officially, but the AP reports it does highlight his hostility toward any expression or acknowledgement of diversity or inclusion. In the past, Trump has campaigned to promote what he calls traditional American icons. Columbus, however, landed in the Caribbean and never stepped foot on North American soil. Native Americans have been here for millennia. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, Butte County's emergency evacuation plan was recently acknowledged as an outstanding comprehensive plan. Emergency management, the sheriff's office, the county fire department, and several other agencies collaborated on the plan. Officials also gathered input from the community. The plan updates and expands evacuation maps for 10 unincorporated communities and the town of Biggs. Planners utilized advanced wildfire risk modeling and created scenarios to develop evacuation strategies. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, April 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.